Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing.
Everything is expensive. You don't need me to tell you that. We're actually going to be talking about it later on the show today. What's so expensive that even when you see it now, it still shocks you? But people are going to great lengths to try to save money. But what is the dumbest way people are trying to save money?
A South Korean app has gone viral for letting people pretend to order food. Food Never Comes is designed to act like food delivery apps, but nothing actually happens when you hit order. Mm-hmm. The app is a so-called dopamine site aimed at giving users the buzz of buying something without spending money.
So you buy a fake pizza and it never comes, Raven.
If we've come to the point or reached a point where we're placing fake food orders to satisfy a part of our ego, yep, or obsession with just ordering things instead, right, of actually eating, what's going on here?
I don't
like,
know.
Is this an improvement for human life or is this a problem?
I don't know about you, but whenever I have to do a food delivery order, an Uber Eats or a DoorDash or, mm-hmm, whatever, it is so stressful. Because by the time I put it in, did I get everything right? Did, right, I put everybody's modifications in correctly? And then when I see the total, I'm like, oh my gosh, why would you put yourself through so much heartache for nothing?
Yeah. God, right, forbid when you do the price comparison thing, right? You're like, how much would it have cost me if I had just went there on my own? That's a whole other dimension to everything.
Well, good news. You're never getting that burger. But if you think that's crazy, how about this guy, his way to save money?
Well, it turns out a man has been eating nothing but food samples for 8 months. And we now go live to speak with him.
The reason I've been eating nothing but Costco samples is because I wanted to save money on groceries. So, you know, sometimes I'll splurge and I'll get the hot dogs, but mainly I just wanted more money to gamble with.
To gamble.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good usage.
Right.
That's what they call functioning, high functioning, Anna. How can you live on, they close at 9.
You got to eat before.
I mean,
you got your hot dog and you have to hit all the samples. And what if that day's samples, it's like, you know, sometimes they give you like the vitamin water. Like, what are you going to do then? Like, you didn't get anything of sustenance, but it's important to him because.
So if I don't need to buy groceries, yeah, then I can gamble all of my grocery money. Oh. Next, I think I might just stop renting my place and living in my car.
I don't. That's also a way that you can save money, but not highly recommended.
That's the definition of a problem right there. You're not solving a problem, sir. You are creating another one.
Better way to save money, eating just Costco samples and getting the hot dog and living out of your car.
Listen.
Or B, that fake website.
That $1.50 hot dog and soda combo deal, that's a great deal.
So you're going with living in your car.
What if you run into the sample person that's like, you've had enough, sir.
Yeah.
All right. I've got to deal with other people here.
Yeah.
Is it the name of a firework in Raven's garage, or is it Eddie's bed?
Are you pumped or what?
I'm not pumped. I'm slightly concerned for the well-being of you and all the guests at your 250 party coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it's America's birthday, Anna, and it's time to get excited here. You know, fireworks, as we went over a little bit yesterday, they are all names and they are designed to provoke an emotion. And also, you know, the name is supposed to, you know, kind of describe what it is that that firework does. But there's an amazing correlation that I've noticed between firework names and 80s rock bands and movies, really. Mm-hmm. And again, it's tapping into kind of nostalgia, right? So I figured, you know, once again, I would quiz you here and you guess whether or not this is actually an 80s rock band or a firework that I have in my arsenal. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
How about number one? Bada bing, bada boom. Is that a firework or is that a band?
I mean, I think it's the name of an adult club, but also I'm going to go with firework on that.
It is the name of a firework.
Okay.
Well done.
Yeah, that was easy.
Yeah, all right. Look at a little bit trickier.
Wasn't that on Sopranos? Bada bing?
It was the name of the club, as a matter of fact, and also the name of a sandwich, I believe.
Oh.
How about Saigon Kick? Saigon Kick, is that a firework or is that a band?
Saigon Kick is, let me guess, 80s band? No idea.
It is an 80s band. Look at you go. Wow.
Love is on the way.
Love is on the way. Not one of my favorites, I'll be honest with you.
Saigon Kick!
But, you know, they had their moment in time, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? Is it an 80s band or is it a firework? Fandemonium.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Fandemonium is a firework?
Fandemonium is a firework again. Oh, my gosh. You're up like, you're batting 1,000.
I'm really good at this game.
By the way, these are actually the noises of those fireworks.
You spent a lot of time doing this.
Yeah, it's like a finale firework, if you will. Big one, big finish, if that one. It's okay. Got 205 shots.
All right.
500 grams. Legion of Fire. Legion of Fire. Is that a firework, or is that going to be an 80s band?
I'm
going to
guess Legion of Fire is an 80s band.
I'm sorry, you're incorrect on that one.
Oh.
Legion of Fire is a firework. It's big.
Wow.
It's like really big.
Yeah, Legion of Fire.
Yeah, it's like big, like, you know, like something you would launch up the side of a Navy battleship.
Sounds like you losing a thumb.
All right, we're paying fireworks or 80s band here. Trickster, is that a firework or is that a band?
Trickster has to be an 80s band.
It is an 80s band, as a matter of fact. They were very pretty. They had a hit song, Give It To Me Good. That was the only thing they ever did.
I think so, yeah. I never heard of them again. Yeah,
right. After they gave that part to you good, after that, they didn't give you anything after that. Gallantly Streaming. Would that be a band or would that be a firework?
That's got to be a firework.
It is a firework, yes. And it's one of my favorites, as a matter of fact. I'm feeling like you were so ready for today.
I did a really great job.
Yeah, so far. Enough Zenuff. Is that a firework or an 80s band?
Easy Zenuff. That has to be an 80s band.
Oh, my. Look at you.
Yes.
And they actually had a hit song. That was Fly High Michelle, which maybe would have been also a good name for a firework. All
true.
Right, one last one.
Yes.
Mega Mojo. Is that a band or a firework?
Mega Mojo has to be an 80s band.
I'm sorry, you're incorrect.
Oh, no.
It would be a firework. It's a big finale.
Okay.
And it goes for 1 minute and 5 seconds. Great bang for your buck.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck in your firework display that I'm certain is illegal. And I hope you keep all your fingers.
Happy birthday, America.
You think Tim McGraw, I hope you think of me.
If you believe all the rumors, Tim McGraw is going to be there. And according to a Little League mom, it's definitely happening on Friday, this wedding. Trending is powered by Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains now through July 6th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Raven, why would a Little League mom have any idea when the wedding of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce is going to be?
Tell me that there's some rescheduling that had to go on or something like that, because,
exactly,
you know, I know that you have to travel for games all the time and it's a big pain.
Actually, the Little League team was supposed to have a tour of Madison Square Garden while they were visiting, and they had it scheduled for a long time, and they reached out and said because of construction on site, they had to cancel their appointment, and then they reached back out to them and said, just kidding, you can bring the kids. And then a day later, they're like, we changed our minds again. You guys can't come here. So that was the reasoning behind it.
I mean, listen, I don't want to sound calloused, all right? But it is a Little League group. I mean, if you own the building, you could just tell them, no, we're not doing it that day, right? Like, and I mean, you don't really even have to come up with a reason. You just, you know, say whatever, but okay.
I did my own little research, and Mariska Hargitay is on Broadway right now. She's doing this show called Every Brilliant Thing.
Yeah.
So I looked to see the schedule, and not surprising, on Friday, the shows have been canceled. So, I mean, it's happening Friday. Construction is taking place. I guess this is what's happening.
Is there any part of you that thinks that maybe they might be doing it somewhere else and they're just, like, showing this to their friends at Madison Square Garden?
No. I think this is it.
All right.
Like, she doesn't want to hide her happiness. She's happy. Stevie Nicks and Tim McGraw.
She doesn't want to hide her happiness.
What does that mean?
Prophetic nonsense is that? You know, she wanted to get married in Rhode Island. It doesn't make any sense that all of a sudden the garden is where she wanted to do it.
Well,
I wonder if the starting lineup of the Knicks will come out.
I think her priority has always been safety. And I think she feels that there they can be safe. And I think that's the most important thing to her.
Sure.
So, all right.
Well,
also,
if it's a warm start, it's going to be hot finish. And we are talking about triple digit heat. And this is not just, you know, a really tough stretch of hot weather. We're talking about historic heat here.
Yep. Across the United States, we're going to see the extreme heat. They're calling it a heat dome because hell on earth is not a real thing. And if you were following the news last week, Europe had the highest index numbers of all time.
Yeah, well, they deserve it.
What? Yeah. Why?
I heard the mayor of Paris blames us, by the way.
For
I heard he was talking about it yesterday that it's all America's fault.
I was watching like all the coverage of news in Europe over with the heat, and their lights, like the stoplights, were melting. And I was like, what? I was watching it.
You should probably do a different manufacturing process if that's the case.
Like,
right?
I mean, I don't know the rules on how you make your stoplight.
Right. But that seems dangerous.
This doesn't make sense. Right. Ours never melts.
Right.
It's hot here all the time.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be really, really hot, and you're going into a holiday weekend, and just, you know, make sure you hydrate. I hate to sound
you're
going to be barbecuing and drinking and fireworks and all that. So make sure you're hydrating because it's going to be rough.
I can't stand when the news reports go into overdrive about don't forget to hydrate, check on your neighbors, like stay inside. Like, we know.
Listen,
we know what to do.
You're paranoid about your hydration every day, so just
you should
realize
be hydrating
that
every day, well, not just when it's hot outside.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Done with your judgment now?
No. Gosh. But you want to know what I do want to know?
What's
Who's
that?
Who's got the hottest job? Like, no matter what, you got to work outside this week. You're going to be working. We want to buy you an ice cream. We're trying to figure out who's got the hottest job. We were talking about it off the air. If you think it's you, 1-800-330-9999. Want to hear from you.
I have a couple guesses.
Producer Dan versus AI for America at 215. John versus AI for America.
All this week, producer John is joining us, and it's going to be him versus AI, and who could sing a better song about a historical event, America 250.
Why does it call him Dan?
No idea. But you want to know what? It was so funny that I was like, if AI decided that we're going to call him Dan and then John, sure. AI wins.
All right. You know what? It's John, okay? My name is John. Get my name right, robot. Yeah.
All right, split vote yesterday on the gold rush, but we've been going over historical events here that all contribute to America's great 250th anniversary birthday now happening, John. So these are great moments in history, Anna.
Right.
And I mean, John, we learned something yesterday. Anna voted for you. I thought the hook was just too catchy from AI, but today you could do better.
I think so.
Today it's about the Statue of Liberty, which was a gift from France in 1886 to celebrate friendship and freedom.
Last great thing they gave us.
And you know she came in pieces? We had to basically put her together like she was an IKEA thing.
Come on.
That's not the same thing as a real gift then, is it?
Listen, it's them and the Swedes. Come on.
She stands over 300 feet tall. And she has welcomed millions of immigrants arriving in New York Harbor. All right, John, let's hear your song about the Statue of Liberty.
Absolutely. All right. So I thought that, you know, we all love Lady Liberty, right?
Sure.
All right? But none of us can truly attain her. She's always this unattainable thing. So I thought I would go with pop punk because so many pop punk bands write songs about girls that they cannot attain. Oh, does that make sense?
That's true. Okay.
Standing there in copper with a light for all to see. She cuts a striking figure that is Lady Liberty. 140 years ago, you were a gift from France. So why won't you give me a chance? 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you see? I'm talking to you, Lady Liberty. I'm tired, poor, and yearning to be free. So just give me one chance. Show me that you see. I love you, Lady Liberty.
Whoa!
Wow.
Let's go.
I felt the angst in there.
You guys like my whiny pop punk voice?
Yeah,
you like that?
100%.
Yeah. Dude, I'm never going to let you near my girlfriend in high school, though. You're not taking her to the dance.
I had the one hair like going over one of my eyes.
You did.
It was going down. It was before it turned gray.
That was good, but let's check what AI can do.
Oh, no.
Green in the harbor, she stands through the wind. Torch up high, like she's calling us in.
Sounds like Timu Ed Sheeran.
I was going to say, I don't.
Liberty, hold your life for me.
Oh, it's really sweet.
It's a lovely trio. I feel like they're in a wagon for some reason.
We can still be free.
Oh, this is so
nice. John, you win. You win today.
Oh.
There's no question.
What if AI goes like this?
Now it's an Andrew W.K. song.
I was going to say, it sounds like one of the cutaway songs in like Tony Hawk.
Definitely.
All right, John, you get that one.
Yeah.
Anna and Ravens, Pick'em News.
Three news stories that are trending, and you only get to hear about one, and Raven selects which one it is.
It's an awesome responsibility and a great amount of power that's been bestowed upon me.
Mm-hmm. It's all powered by Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains now through July 6th. Retails only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thrill me, Anna Zapp. What do you got today?
All right, here are your three options. Number one, man caught stealing steaks in his pants.
You know what? This has happened in my neighborhood more times than you can count. It's not a joke, so I'll probably pass on that one.
Where do you live? Number two, Batman vigilante wanted for chasing down suspects and taping them to lampposts.
I mean, what are we upset with that guy for? He's helping.
And number three, mysterious orange liquid oozes through wealthy neighborhood.
You know what? The rich got to deal with their own problems. I'm going to go with Mexican Batman. Let's go.
Locals call him the Mexican Batman, but after 10 days of vigilante justice, the person police are looking for is him. Lagos de Moreno has been one of Mexico's most dangerous cities for years, and locals are fed up with authorities not doing anything. So one mysterious man has been fighting crime himself and absolutely embarrassing the criminal.
Okay.
How's he doing it?
Well, he's dressed as Batman,
yeah.
And he goes around and he gets them, and then what does he do?
At night, he's been catching motorcycle thieves, tapes them to lampposts, draws whiskers on their face, writes rat on their forehead, and leaves a motorcycle next to them as evidence before vanishing.
Nice.
Yep. But that's not it. There seems to be one small problem with all of this.
In the past 10 days, it's happened 5 times.
Oh. Nice.
The police are treating these suspects as victims and are now actively hunting Batman.
If you have a minute today, you haven't seen it yet, go look up the photos of these quote-unquote victims, mm-hmm. the motorcycle thieves that are taped to the lamppost. It's not like a little bit. It looks like they're in a cocoon of duct tape, and they can't get out, and their mouths are taped shut, and then they have these whiskers and these rat written on their forehead.
Well, listen, it wouldn't be very effective if they could just walk away after Anna Zapp, right? I mean, I give it up for this guy. He's in a dangerous space. I don't know whether or not he's reading the Mexican papers, but bad, bad things happen down there. So you know what? You're bringing a little bit of justice out there. Nobody's getting hurt. Why not? I mean, besides the chafing that you get when you're ripping the duct tape off, besides that, nobody's really getting injured.
The problem in the gray area always is, well, who is this guy? Why has he taken the responsibility upon himself? Who knows what he's doing?
Listen, I believe in vigilante justice.
Do you?
Yeah. Why not? Have you ever had your motorcycle stolen?
No.
Well, it's heartbreaking.
Let me tell you.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
I guess. But what if somebody does get hurt? Then who becomes responsible?
Well, that'll be somebody else's problem at that time. Right now, at this point, these are just thieves. They're out there. They're trying to steal people's motorcycles. What are we crying for them?
And how do we know it's a guy? How do we know it's not a woman dressed as Batman?
We don't.
Right.
Would you feel better about it if it was Batwoman?
Maybe.
All right, then. So good luck. Stay safe out there, superheroes. And don't be stealing stuff.
And we're not encouraging you to do this. You cannot be.
I'm not discouraging you.
Do not do this.
If your weapons of choice are duct tape and a neoprene Batman outfit.
And a Sharpie.
That's it. Yeah, like I forgive you. It's all good.
Getting crazy. Now, one of the biggest complaints that Americans have over the World Cup that I've been seeing all over social media is that you can watch a 90-minute match and it ends in a tie and that's it, or it's scoreless, right?
Yeah.
Not anymore. This is when it gets crazy. So this is the knockout round right now. And yesterday was an incredible game between the heavy favorite Germany over Paraguay. And for the first time so far, we've seen it go to overtime. How it works, Raven, is that it goes to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
They pay the additional 30 minutes.
Okay.
And if it's still a tie, that's when it gets crazy.
That's when it gets crazy. Cray, cray, cray.
Oh, my gosh.
So then what happens then?
It goes to the shootout.
Okay.
So the shootout is 5 kicks each.
Yep.
And whoever gets the most wins. But you know what can still happen.
Well, they could tie again.
And that's exactly what happened
and
yesterday.
And then what happens after that?
Sudden death.
And then what happens?
Well, nothing. It's sudden death, Raven. So the first person that scores wins it. And
they
that's
keep
exactly,
kicking.
Yes. They
okay.
Yes. So whoever scores first. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. And, I mean, Germany, heavy favorite to knock them out.
Yeah.
Paraguay, when you look the look of disbelief on the people's faces in the stands, it's unbelievable. And one of the guys, Kai Havertz, I felt really bad for him. He's one of the German players. He missed his shootout kick.
Shock probably is a good word. It's hard to find words after something like this because we came here with a goal in our head, and then to go out like this, not easy.
Bye. Have a safe flight.
You picked them to win the whole thing. I thought
Germany,
a week ago.
I thought Germany was going to go
Where did
go
this
far.
Game take place? Was it in Germany? Was it somewhere else? Was it here?
That
would
here.
Be my
no,
question.
I think it was here. Was it in Foxborough? I like to watch everything in like different languages because I think that the other language people that are reporting it do a much better job than the Americans. No offense. But like,
okay.
Because they get so much in it. They're like, hallelujah! And all the excitement. But that was an incredible game. But another incredible game that happened was between Brazil and Japan. Now, Brazil is going on to the next round, the final 16.
Mm-hmm.
But Jameson Winston, who's an NFL player, he was there, I believe, supporting Brazil because he had a Brazil jersey on.
Okay.
But what they did at the end of the game, I thought was so kind. Because remember, the Japanese have this tradition that when the game is over, they clean the stadium. They pick up all the junk, right? So he grabbed a bag, and he started cleaning up, and so did all the Brazilian fans. And you hear him say,
pick up some trash, and you can get a selfie. Pick up some trash. Help me out.
So everybody that picked up trash that was there supporting Brazil or Japan, he would take selfies with them, and he was out there cleaning the stadium as well.
Listen, I'm not a soccer fan, but I mean, we have a group text, and you, producer Justin, were very excited about it. He's a casual fan at best and caught, you know, again, that Germany-Paraguay game, and
that
he said that was maybe the best game he's ever seen.
If there was
10 out of 10, he said.
Unbelievable.
It was Boston, by the way, if anybody was wondering, at Foxborough.
It was a great, great game.
I'm just, you know what? I'm just thrilled the fact that the World Cup experience has been so great for everybody here in America and the world over so much this time that people are enjoying it and they're getting into soccer. Not sure it's going to be me, but maybe I'll watch it on the replay.
I'm so tired of you talking, putting down soccer.
But I'm glad that you're having fun.
It is fun. It is super fun. It's not fun that Italy didn't make it this time, but we're going to let that go.
All right.
They could be hot. They could be cold. Anna and Raven play Am I Close?
We were so close! So close.
Celebrating America 250, and producer Justin is teaching us about all the historical things that we probably should have learned about in high school and middle school, but we kind of forgot, but we think we know.
Well, there's American lore, Anna. Things that, again, you hear about it and you go, I know totally what that's about. It has to do with the history of our country. But then when you start saying it out loud, somebody gives you the cock eye and goes, nope, that doesn't make sense.
Producer Justin, what is today's topic?
Today we are going to discuss the Louisiana Purchase.
Okay.
When was it? How did it come about? And what did it actually do?
Okay, so here's how it works. 30 seconds on the clock. Raven gets to talk about what he thinks happened. And then I also have 30 seconds to do the same. Raven, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I know this
That's
one.
Why you're going first this time.
Oh, gosh. All right, this is going to be embarrassing. I don't know why I must have been absent that day. All right, on my mark, get set, go. Louisiana Purchase. We bought Louisiana.
Yeah.
That I'm 100% certain of. I'm assuming that the British owned it, and there was like some kind of situation where we were given an opportunity, like first right of refusal, and then we came forward and we said, yep, we'll take it, because it's awesome. And then we paid, like, my guess back then, it was probably like $7,000 for
a lot
it.
Of money.
And it ended up being the greatest purchase of all time. The end.
Mm.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Go.
It was a long time ago. America was still a relatively young country, but we were going out there exploring into the West. But there was all sorts of stakes and claims out there. So I believe it was Jefferson put together a deal, or it was during his time put together a deal. The Louisiana Purchase more than doubled the size of the United States. It wasn't hundreds of thousands, and I think it was something like, it was in the millions. It was in the tens of millions. It was a huge amount for that day. But now when you hear it, like, it's like a building.
Time. All right. Are we close?
Pretty close. Raven, again, pretty close. Not bad. Anna, you nailed it that they dangled the offer in front of us. It was Thomas Jefferson. The year was 1803. And the French controlled the territory of Louisiana. They had acquired it from Spain a few years before that. And the Port of New Orleans. The Port of New Orleans is going to duty all American cargo going in and out and up and down the Mississippi River. So Jefferson wanted to do something about that.
Everything was going to get mad expensive. Yep.
Right.
Meanwhile, Napoleon Bonaparte was trying to fend off a revolt in one of his other territories and trying to fund a war against the British. And so he was desperate for cash. So Jefferson had sent over some negotiators, including future President James Monroe, mm-hmm. to work out a deal for rights to New Orleans. And while they were there, Napoleon said, you can have the entire territory because I don't even want to be in North America anymore.
Was it $7,000?
It was $15
million. $15 million.
You were a lot closer.
$15 million and $7 grand.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
We both won.
Worked out to about 3 cents per acre. But still, it was an incredibly low price. But the U.S. still couldn't afford it. The U.S. had to borrow money from British and Dutch banks in order to finance the whole project. But they were more than happy to help as long as it kept France out of the New World.
Interesting.
It was big, though. Doubled the size of the country.
Doubled the size of the country, and it's still that purchase, what originally was bought, still accounts for 26% of the U.S.
And that explains why New Orleans is so French.
Oui.
So many times you hear celebrities who either beautifully perform the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Or they butcher it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We've had some interesting ones over the years.
Absolutely. But this certainly took me by surprise. Listen to this character singing the national anthem and try to guess who it is.
Okay.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Who is that?
Or the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming.
Is this supposed to be like Buzz Lightyear or something?
No.
It sounds like he's got a really big voice.
You can hear at the beginning, you hear a woman mumble something.
Scary.
She says, it's scary.
Is it Count Dracula?
No.
Is it the Count?
No.
Who is it?
It's Ronald McDonald. I want you to picture Ronald McDonald
singing.
He's
always had a great voice.
And the rockets are
wow, and the hair of an angel, really. Lovely.
When the video panned to him, because at first you couldn't see who was singing it, and you're like, oh, that sounds nice, and then you're trying to figure it out, and then it pans to him, and I went, ah!
Yeah, you were terrified.
It took me by surprise, and it was weird seeing Ronald McDonald sing the national anthem.
I mean, you didn't expect him to have that kind of talent, but his talent is unbelievable there.
I don't know.
It's undeniable that he sounds good.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
All right, so let's play Guess What Character Is Singing the National Anthem.
Wait a minute. So these are all going to be characters that are singing our national anthem?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were going to ask me if it was like Russia or China or whatever. Okay.
Why?
Like, I don't know. Okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
Whose anthem it would be.
Oh, say, can you see?
Oh, I know that one.
Who is it?
Is that Oscar the Grouch?
No.
No, it's, is it?
Is it
Mo from The Simpsons?
Close.
Who is it?
It's Krusty the Clown.
Oh, Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons. Okay.
He didn't do a very good job at all.
No, you wouldn't think. He doesn't respect anything, right?
No. How about this one you should get right away.
Okay.
Oh, say, can you see?
That's Kermit the Frog.
It is Kermit.
Yeah.
What's so proud?
All right, that's enough, Kermit.
You know what? More
perpetually
Kermit
going
so
through
nice.
His voice changing.
Oh, I thought it was good.
Who else?
This one is really hard and went viral in the late 80s.
Okay.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
I don't know.
By the dawn's early light.
It's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, I've never heard that voice before in my life.
I know. I was surprised by that one,
okay.
too. Who knew?
Who else?
This is an entire family, okay? Let's see if you can guess it. You have to listen to the whole family sing it.
All right.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
What so proudly hailed
at the twilight's last gleaming?
That's the giveaway.
We'll always love you.
Nice musical interlude.
Right.
I didn't expect that Family Guy.
No, that is Family Guy.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. It is a big, big weekend for America, celebrating 250. But amongst the fireworks and the concerts and all the other festivals that are going on, there's another thing that everyone's been talking about.
The team at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, one of the nation's oldest physical science labs, is building something to stand the test of time. A time capsule marking America's 250th birthday.
Jeez. A time capsule.
Was that like a die grinder I heard in the background working with like concrete and rebar?
Oh, it's like it's a ton. The time capsule weighs 1 ton. They're not messing around with this thing.
Okay.
Once completed, engineer Mike Barilla says the vessel, weighing a ton, will be buried 10 to 15 feet underground outside Independence Hall in Philadelphia on July 4th.
Yeah, well, it's certainly below the frost line.
Yeah.
I mean, well, 10 feet down.
Yeah, 10 to 15 feet down, and they have to dig it deep because they actually just unearthed another time capsule.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find anything.
Yeah, they get screwed up a lot of times.
Yeah, the water. That's the problem, is the water. And that's the number one thing that they have to work with.
Yeah.
The number one killer of time capsules is water. And so every part of this time capsule design has taken water into consideration.
Yeah, we need a lot of saran wrap. That's what I have to say. We need so much saran wrap. That's the number one thing. And then in the future, they're going to be like, what is this magic? And they're going to open it 250 years from now. They're going to be like, that's saran wrap. It keeps everything enclosed.
I mean, if it holds up that well over that amount of time, I'm sure that we'll still be using it. It has been nice, I would say, to experience all the historical stuff that's been on television this week.
Sure.
It's been a long time. Like, I remember a lot of that airing when I was younger, and I haven't seen it in a long time. I watched 6 hours of the American Revolution the other day on PBS.
Right.
They nearly got me to donate.
Oh.
I was right there. I was right there. I was right on the line. If I watch another 3 hours of that today, you'll have me.
So what is actually going into the time capsule?
Every state and U.S. territory will contribute items ranging from challenge coins to a piece of the Wright flyer to hand-beaded art from Montana. There will be a crystal from the New Year's Eve ball drop and letters from every living president, along with art from students across the country.
So we figured the only logical thing is to create an Anna and Raven time capsule that we will also bury somewhere here on our property, and then we will unearth in 250 years.
It should be noted that this is a lease in this building that we occupy right now.
One
I mean, I know it's multi-years, but
we're
going to
find it.
I mean, we might not be here in 12 months of this place.
Well, we have to keep telling people and passing it on to the future.
Right.
Don't forget about the time capsule that we buried.
Okay.
So we're going to do one tomorrow, but we need some help about, like, what should we put into our time capsule? And we asked on our Facebook page last night.
Anything good?
Let's see. There were some pretty good options. Paula wrote questions from Can't Beat Raven.
Okay, a few of those.
A can opener. Why?
I feel like we'll still have can openers in 250 years. Okay. I mean, I'm not using one all that regularly now, to tell you the truth.
Me neither. Directions for sourdough bread. Remember when I failed at making sourdough bread?
It's very hot right now, so I guess that's like a glimpse in time.
Imagine if we bury
the starter,
and then we just in 250 years, it's just like 600 loaves of bread underground.
I don't know that the bread would be any better than it was this time, which was not very good.
Raya wrote my Gracie. Raya, I'm going to be buried with my Gracie,
right?
Not the time capsule. Gracie is an award that you win. That staying by my side for the rest of my life. Oh, this is a good idea. Some pennies. Right, because they're not going to be around in 250 years. That's,
I mean, they're not around
idea.
Now. Get rid of them.
Brian wrote a dictionary to remember all the times Anna mispronounced words. That's hurtful, but
all
accurate.
All right, Brian.
It's fair. It's fair.
Check yourself.
Not for nothing, but like he's kind of right. Although, who still has a dictionary now? Wouldn't we just Google or go
I would
on
think
YouTube?
So. Yeah.
You have an idea? What should we put in our time capsule? 1-800-330-9999. The America 250 time capsule is getting ready to get buried on the 4th of July in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
It has all the letters from the presidents. It has something from every state. But we figured, wait a minute, we should do an Anna and Raven time capsule.
Yeah, you want to leave something behind that the people will remember you for, Anna. Leave the place improved if you can.
So we need some suggestions. What should we put in the Anna and Raven time capsule? 1-800-330-9999. Kimberly.
I think the Knicks victory should go in there.
That's a good one.
Yeah, like a video of it or a recording of it.
It's a snapshot in time and definitely some sort of nitty or something. You need, or a headband. All right, come on.
We should definitely put an Anna and Raven Can't Beat Raven t-shirt.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Kimberly.
I think you should put lists of your trivia questions inside the time capsule.
That's a great idea.
It wouldn't
take
up a lot of space.
I wonder if people looking back will have any idea who Taylor Swift is or Travis Kelce. They'll be like, no,
sure.
We knew when the wedding happened. Like, oh, no, that day is in history now.
Of course they're going to know.
Yeah.
Of course.
Think they will in 250 years? Yeah. I don't think so.
She's the biggest artist on the planet.
Can you name one artist from 250 years ago?
Yeah, Bach. Beethoven.
Oh. Mozart.
Yeah, that's not the same.
I mean, any one of... What do you mean it's not the same? Of course it's the same. Those were the biggest artists of the world at that time. It's exactly the same.
Eric, what do we put in the time capsule?
All right, you should put in a CD of Weird Al Yankovic Jeopardy, because, you know, Raven does the trivia, and you guys are comedy, so...
Yeah, but Weird Al Yankovic is like if we were making a time capsule in 1987.
More importantly, the CD format has been dead for at least 10 years.
How are they going to play a CD? Oh, thank you, Eric.
We'd also have to put in a CD player.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be like, wait a minute, what year was this from? Olivia, what are we putting in this time capsule?
I think you have to put a Stanley Cup in there. We got to drink water in the future and make sure we're hydrated.
You know, we do have Anna and Raven Stanley Cups. Here's the thing. I feel like they're already over. I feel like they're already over right now.
Right. So we got to put a Yeti because the Yetis are having their time right now.
They're back? The Yeti. I feel like the Yeti was before the Stanley. You feel like the Yeti's back?
In general, I guess just a really thick cup. Like one that'll keep your drink cold. Mm-hmm. We should put some ice and water in there too and see if a Yeti or a Stanley in 250 years, if that water is still cold.
Yeah. Rebecca, what are we putting in the Anna and Raven time capsule?
I will put McDonald's cheeseburger in there just, you know, in 250 years. I just want to see if it still looks the same, tastes the same, doesn't change.
Well, you won't be there to taste it.
I mean, it would be a real problem if it did.
Yeah, but I mean, I also get the idea that you've just dug something up. You're out there, possibly in the sunshine, and you could want a snack.
Oh.
So there's a little reward.
The zombies would be very excited about it.
Let's think about it. You come across something. I mean, let's be real. Nobody's going to show up there 250 years later and be like, you know what? This is what we're going to pick up from the Anna and Raven show. Mm-hmm. But they will come across it by accident. And when you find something in the ground by accident, you're always hopeful, no matter how small that hope might be, that it's a buried treasure. Right, Anna?
Mm-hmm.
That there's some sort of reward you're going to open up and find in there. Jewels, you know. Information that's been hidden from the planet, any of those things. Here, our contribution to that person, their treasure, a number 7 with medium fries.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is powered by Progressive Commercial Insurance. It can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options and easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. Chris and Kara. Chris, what's going on?
So my elderly mom doesn't like that the settings on her phone allows everybody to see where she is at all times. So she asked us to shut off all the apps so she can't be tracked. And I thought it was weird. It's her phone, but I still, like, did it. And now my dad and my brothers, like, they're kind of mad at me for doing that. She's kind of going out at all hours. Nobody knows where she is. And, like, I think that she's of the sound mind to be independent in that way. And I think that she's just, you know, enjoying her life. But now everybody wants me to turn them back on without her knowing. Like, essentially, like, break into her phone when she's, like, not around and change the settings so we could keep tracking her, which I think is pretty messed up. And my wife wants me to do it, and I just, I don't know. I can't do it. I feel like I can't do it.
Kara, what's the argument here?
Well, she is not of sound mind. I mean, we just don't trust her to go out on her own because she gets lost. She gets herself in dangerous situations. And yeah, I agree, it's messed up in general to do something on somebody's phone without them knowing, but in this case, it's a matter of safety.
I mean, all right, Chris, you said your elderly mother. I mean, I guess the age doesn't really matter. If you think that your mother is losing time or losing track or getting lost, is that something that you see? Right? I mean, Kara sounds convinced, but you make no mention of that.
I mean, I think it's up for debate. I think she has her moments where she may appear a little confused, but, you know, I don't feel like she's, like, in grave danger. I feel like
you're still letting her run around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just your mom. I mean, there's a difference between she gets lost and goes out, or she just does her own thing and she feels like it.
Yeah, and there's certainly a difference, too, between, you know, being a little bit forgetful, forgetting some things or whatever, and, you know, losing track of time and space and all those things. I mean, my mom handles things for every person in our family, all the grandkids, all the adult children, the grand dogs, everything. It can be a lot. Without the phone, I'm sure she would forget half the things.
Yeah, but do you track her? Does she want to be tracked?
She's on some of our tracking. She's not on mine. I'm not tracking my mother actively.
Here's the thing. My mom does not let us track her. She had us disable everything. And in a similar situation, my brother got so mad. He's like, why would you not let her have it? And I said, I don't, because she's a grown-up. She's not elderly. She's not elderly at all. Yeah. She's in her 60s.
Right, and, so, and of sound mind.
Yeah, so like in my mind, I'm like, well, it's dumb, Mom, because I want to see like why you're not answering my call, and I want to see where you are, if you're at the grocery store or at Kohl's.
But I can understand how it feels like an invasion, right? Like, I mean, your brother lives far, far away, right, and he's tracking your mom.
She's an adult. She can make decisions on her own. Right. This is an argument that your father, Chris, should be having. I'm with you. But what do you think? If your brothers and your dad are saying, turn it back on without her knowing, should you just do it anyway?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
If your mother said, take this tracking off my phone, I'm so tired of you and your brothers and your father always checking where I am. And you said, okay, I did it. And then you got in trouble with your dad and your brothers for taking the tracking off your mom's phone. What would you do? That's what's going on with Kara and Chris.
Yeah, it feels underhanded. Like, it's a tough situation to be in. Kara and Chris, Chris's mom, again, you know, Kara categorizes it as sometimes she gets confused as to where she is or where she's going. And that's the feeling, basically, that his brother and his father both share. However, he feels like she just wants to be independent. She just wants to not feel like she's being looked after or babysat on most days. And he feels like she's totally got things under control.
Right. And he faces a dilemma now where his father told him, put it back on mom's phone.
Yeah, but don't tell her.
Don't tell her.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know, that's a tough spot to be in.
What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Patrick.
I am all on the side of, if it's even remotely close, that mom needs a little babysitting, that you track her a little bit. There's nothing wrong with an AirTag, and the parents have it for little kids with 360 and all of those apps. But, you know, I've got a friend and a client whose father got lost. You know, it's one of those things that there's enough of a question in everybody's tone that maybe mom does need a little babysitting, and it's a really, really good idea.
Who said are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. It is so difficult when your family's having a disagreement and you're stuck in the middle of it. And that's exactly what's going on with Chris. Between his mom and his dad and his brothers and his wife and all of them. Couples Court Verdict is powered by Progressive Commercial Insurance. It flexes to fit your business's needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
The problem is that Chris is just at odds with his family on this one. He does not agree with their diagnosis at this point. Chris's mom, she had a bunch of tracking apps on her phone. She said, shut these off. I am an adult. I don't need these things on my phone. This is an invasion of my privacy. But his brother, his father, and his wife even all encouraging him to put them back on her phone without her knowing at this point, so that they can track her every move, because they say that sometimes she's forgetful.
And she gets confused and she doesn't respond for an hour and they get worried about where she is. She
How about maybe, get, you know, stay out of my business? It's an hour. Like, I mean, she can't have an hour where she's just shopping, not talking to anybody.
Kara thinks it's probably the beginning of something else. What do you think? Would you put the tracking back on her phone without her knowing? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I think I'm on her side. My only problem with it is I think they should let her know. I mean, why not track her, make sure she's safe, but you don't have to hide it from her.
Except when she says, no, I don't want that. I specifically told you I don't want that.
Right. Now you're defying her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then do it anyways.
Jackie, what do you say?
I'm on his side. she's an adult. She can make decisions for herself. If she doesn't feel like this is something that's beneficial for her right now, then let her be. She is a grown-up. We cannot treat her like she's a child.
Rick, what do you say? Whose side are you on today?
Yeah, I'm on his side. You got to let her live her life. I mean, you know, she might be a little confused sometimes, but you can't. She's not a child. She's not a toddler. She's a grown woman. And if the brother and the father, they have problems with it, they got to bring it up to her herself, the mother herself, because the son, he's not going to get involved, and he shouldn't have to.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Chris, our audience agreed with you. Your mom's an adult. She can make decisions on her own. If this is a problem that your father is having or your brothers are having, they should take it up with her. It should not be your responsibility what you turn on and turn off on her phone.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I feel a little bit better now.
Yeah, it's a lot to assume, right? Like, they don't have the guts to talk to your mom about it or to convince her or whatever, but yet they have the moxie to ask you to do it without telling her? That's a violation. And so convenient for them to hide behind should and when she finds out. I understand why voters are with you. 100%. Kara, listen, it's not a problem with tracking his mom if everybody thinks she's in danger, no question about it. But somebody should be telling her up front. And it doesn't have to be him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's, I wouldn't want somebody tracking my phone even if I was in danger. I can kind of see that now.
I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to feel like my son was keeping that from me if somebody else had put him up to it. So
I think I'm so used to just being like in a protective mode. I don't know. She is an adult and she should be treated like one. I see that.
Okay. All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$3,700 is the jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. It's powered by Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale. Get 30% off paints and stains now through July 6th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Hey, Adam. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm great, thank you. I would love to give you this money today, but I'm not going to lie. These questions are hard. Do you know your stuff?
I hope so.
All right, let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, man. $3,700, Adam. Here we go.
Okay. That door is going to close, Adam, and when it does, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you these five pop culture questions. Remember, you have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Fire away.
All right, let's do it. Number one, Princess of Wales, Kate, climbed Britain's three highest peaks in 24 hours to raise money for a cancer charity. She is married to the future King of England. What's his name?
Prince William.
Number two, Stevie Nicks and Tim McGraw will reportedly perform at the Taylor and Travis wedding on Friday. If the rumors are true, it will take place at what New York City landmark?
Madison Square Garden.
Number three, Anne Hathaway showed off her growing baby bump as she's expecting baby number three with her husband. She is in 5 films this year, but she won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for what musical film?
Les Miserables.
Number four, which late-night host from last week tonight is set to appear in a multi-episode arc on General Hospital?
John Oliver.
And number five, Tiana Taylor cried as she accepted her BET Icon Award of the Year from Janet Jackson. Tiana just graduated in September from what type of school?
A dance school.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. That was really good, Adam.
Yo.
4 out of 5 for Adam.
All right, man. Pretty impressive. This would be amazing if you get this money right before the 4th, I'm sure.
He might. Number one, Princess of Wales, Kate, climbed Britain's 3 highest peaks in 24 hours to raise money for a cancer charity.
God love her.
She is married to the future King of England. What's his name?
Prince William.
Correct. Number two, Stevie Nicks and Tim McGraw will reportedly perform at the Taylor Travis wedding on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The rumors are true. It will take place at what New York City landmark?
Madison Square Garden.
Yep. Number three, Anne Hathaway showed off her growing baby bump as she's expecting baby number three with her husband.
Good for her.
She is in 5 films this year.
Yeah, big, big year for Anne Hathaway, man. And I like the range of stuff.
But she won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for what musical film?
Les Mis.
Oh, gosh, I didn't think you'd know that. Number four.
I didn't like her before. I'm a big, big fan of hers now.
She's incredible. She's got incredible range. Number four, which late night host from Last Week Tonight is set to appear in a multi-episode arc on General Hospital?
John Oliver. Love him.
Ah. And number five. That's four. You guys are tied. Number five. This is the one that I thought if you had it, Adam, you'd win. But let's see. Tiana Taylor cried as she accepted her BET Icon Award of the Year from Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Tiana just graduated in September from what type of school?
She just graduated from a chef school.
Yeah, culinary school.
Yeah,
culinary.
Yep.
All right, Adam, I was wrong. It's 5-4 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Tiana Taylor's my girlfriend, so sorry about that. She told me.
All right, thanks anyway. It's Adam, and it can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, man. $3,800 tomorrow, Anna.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.